Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the Bald-Faced Truth.
This hour, the 2 o'clock hour, a.k.a. the happy hour, will feature my wife in studio with her new highlighted hair. Not blonde. Many of you on Twitter have supported her. I still think there's a hint of blonde in there, but I could be colorblind. Who knows? Maybe I'm just finding out this in my 40s that I've been walking around not knowing what blonde is. We'll do the 2 at 2. The Culligan water cooler report will be this hour as well. Everybody good? Everybody buckled up? Let's go. The 2 at 2. We do it every day.
The 2 at 2.
Well, Major League Baseball is crawling towards a resolution on MLB draft day. Top prospects, intriguing players, rule changes, emerging strategies. By the way, are they going to play games? The latest proposal has players wanting a prorated portion of their salary, playing more than 82 games. Owners want to play 76. The drop-dead day to end the regular season is September 27th. And amid all of this, an interesting story today on Oregon Live, where Joe Freeman wrote a great piece about a local athlete who will become the first player in some time to be drafted in the first round of the MLB draft. You may remember many years ago that the state of Oregon had a great baseball history. We don't have an MLB team, got some minor league teams, but Oregon has had only one high school player selected in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft in the last 43 years. That's going to change tonight. When a team takes a bet on the 100-mile-an-hour arm of Jesuit high school right-hander Mick Abel, Oregon State baseball bound first-round pick. Mick will become the first player drafted in the first round in the state of Oregon in 43 years. Can you name the other player? I'll tell you at the end of the 2 at 2. It's a trivia question. I'll ask Judah Newby, can you name that player? He'll tell us coming up. The second thing in my 2 at 2... relates to Clemson, Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence and his teammates say they want to lead a protest. Four Clemson football players, including Trevor Lawrence, want to lead a march on campus on Saturday. I think this is a good idea. I like that college, like, I'm celebrating Damian Lillard caring about more than basketball. I need to celebrate Trevor Lawrence caring about more than football. Clemson's program, by the way, is under fire. And it has been under fire since the revelation that a white assistant coach used a racial slur during practice in 2017 and was not fired. Dabo Swinney, in a 14-minute statement earlier this week, offered support for his players, encouraged them to push for change. He's also defended what the coach said, saying that the coach was repeating what a player said and essentially saying this is not appropriate. I'm glad that Trevor Lawrence is taking a stand. How about that? That's my position on all of that. And I don't think this is over for Dabo Swinney. That's my 2 at 2, the two biggest things going on in the world of sports. Judah Newby, it has been 43 years since a kid who played high school baseball in the state of Oregon got drafted in the first round. Do you know who that player was who was drafted in the first round all those years ago.
Well, I know who it was if you're going by 43 years ago. I think there was one player since that time, just one, that has also been drafted in the first round. But Wally Backman, Hillsboro, 1977, first round pick. He was 43 years ago. I do know that. There's one more player. I read his name this morning, but I did not know that he was a first round prep draft pick from the state of Oregon until this morning.
Only one in the last 43 years has been drafted. Kansas City Royals drafted Grants Pass left-handed pitcher Matt Smith, number 16 overall in 1994. You're right when we talk about number one players. And, of course, Jacoby Ellsbury, who Jed Lowrie, Trevor Crowe, Cole Gillespie, Adley Rutschman. We've got top-end talent. But you got to dig back, and you're right. Wally Backman, 1977. Dale Murphy, 1974. We're talking about a high school player drafted in the first round. You have to go back to Dale Murphy in 74, Wally Backman in 77. College players include Jacoby Ellsbury, Jed Lowrie, Trevor Crowe, Cole Gillespie, and Adley Rutschman. So I guess I kind of set that up wrong.
Well, it's tough to follow. Matt Smith, by the way, he pitched professionally for about 4 years. Got up to double A ball, and that was about it. 97, then dipped out in 98. It's hard to make it to the big leagues.
Yeah, it doesn't guarantee success, but we're gonna see what happens today in the Major League Baseball draft. Let's see what happens long term for Major League Baseball as they're hoping to get back onto the field.
Did you ever did you ever face a 100-mile-an-hour arm when you played baseball?
In college we played a scrimmage game against a minor league, one of the Braves minor league affiliates, and one of the pitchers there threw in the mid to high 90s and was not terribly accurate.
That's the worst.
it was horrifying. And I was batting leadoff, and he walked me on four pitches, and I couldn't hit any of them, even if he'd thrown them over the plate. He was throwing that hard.
Respect.
And I got to first base, and it was a scrimmage game, and I knew he was struggling to throw strikes. So against, now I realize with all my maturity, my better judgment, I thought he's not going to be concerned about me on first base at all in the scrimmage. He's here just trying to throw strikes and get some work in against a college team. And I started kind of screwing around with him on first base. I took like a big lead off. He didn't pay attention, so I stole second. And then he looked back at me kind of annoyed because he had thrown a ball and now I had stolen second. Kind of made him look bad, I think. Then I led off second and he threw the ball in the dirt and I went to third. And then I'm on third and the whole time I'm kind of leading off and kind of running towards home, like kind of messing with him a little bit. And eventually I end up scoring and, we get through the lineup again. My next time up, he hit me in the ribs with about a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it hurt like hell. And all I could think about as I ran to first base was, well, he got that one right. He was accurate when he needed to be because I expected he was going to throw it behind me. I had not thought about having to come back up and hit against him again. And I still, to this day, I don't know his name, but I remember that little smile on his face as I was running to first base, kind of grimacing, going, oh, that hurt.
Dude, that totally sounds like you being the guy that's squirming off the third baseline, getting in the pitcher's head. Like, I can totally see you doing that.
He was focused on throwing strikes. And I was like, you know what? He's not worried about me. I'm over here. My wife has popped into studio. How are you?
Hi.
You like to hit me in the ribs with a fastball right now?
No, because your intention was good, but, I got to call you on stuff when it happens.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. If you missed it, if you haven't seen it, my wife's Twitter feed has the whole exchange. You screenshotted our text exchange. You took the picture that you sent to me. She's never been more happy to see her hairstylist, but also I thought it was blonde. In my defense, is there not a little blonde in there? Like, just a touch? A hint?
Yeah,
the highlights?
Sure. Yeah.
No, what color is that?
I don't know.
When you say to her, give me some highlights, what are you saying?
So the irony of this is that I love my stylist. I have really never been more excited to see her. I feel like a million bucks. And I love her in part because I've been kind of begging her to give me some blonde highlights. And she's kind of conservative on it. She's wise enough to say, hey, you know, it's going to be pretty tough to turn black hair blonde, and you might damage your hair in the process. And so she's kind of gradually giving me some highlights, but they're not really blonde.
They're lighter. But what do you say when you're having this conversation? Like, you know, when we go through the drive-thru at In-N-Out Burger, we say, I'll have a double-double animal style, and then you get that. What do you say when you sit in the chair? Do you say, I want some highlights, and she just goes and does her own thing like an artist?
No, I show her pictures, you know, like from Pinterest. Like, oh, here's the cool look that I want to achieve. And then she looks at me like I'm crazy because she's like, you have no idea. That's going to take so much upkeep. And
what pictures did you show her? Like, who is it?
Just like other, you know, Asian girls with blonde hair.
Guys, she's making the defense rests. The defense
this is
resting.
A circular conversation, isn't
but,
it?
I don't know. I think this conversation probably plays itself out in American households over and over and over again.
The sweet thing is that you have learned wisely over time that no matter what my hair looks like after I go to a stylist, you're like, oh, that looks amazing. Fantastic.
Yeah. I think you have. I mean, look, you don't have to do that, but I think you should do that because obviously it's not like they can put the hair back on. It's not like they can. I'm not going to change. You're not going to go upstairs and go, all right, let me change the color of it. And I actually think it looks good.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. I think it's a good thing. What was it like to get in there? Could you get in because of the pandemic? Like, how long is the line outside for this?
Yeah, it was a lot of text exchanges and please call me.
Did you get special treatment?
No. Please call me if there's, because I originally wasn't even booked with her. I couldn't get an appointment with her until I think July was her earliest appointment because everybody's so eager to get in. And so I was basically like, please call me if you get a cancellation because mama needs a cut and color.
Adriana literally said that she was on the phone 10 minutes before we had this conversation because she cut her own hair.
Yeah, a lot of people doing that.
It's like a kindergartner.
That's dicey stuff.
Pull out the scissors, go at it. Did you ever have a mirror? Did you have like somebody there? Like you couldn't get someone to help you, a roommate, someone? Judah?
The first time, well, first let me clear this. I wasn't on the phone during the show. I had my mother make the appointment for me because she's there right now. So I wasn't doing anything that I wasn't
supposed
to be doing.
Nobody's saying you're in trouble here. I just thought no, it was interesting.
I'm just saying. But then when I cut it, what I did was I looked up the video on YouTube of how to do it.
Sure, why not?
I put my hair in pigtails right like on my shoulder and then just cut the whole pigtail off.
Wow.
So I was
wow.
like having a panic attack while I was doing it because it was a lot. It was really short. It was a lot of hair to do by myself, but it ended up, it looks fine. I had one person go like just through the back, like from the back, just to make sure that it's straight. And other than that, yeah.
Although, you know, those asymmetrical cuts are all the rage.
Right,
so.
Exactly. Right.
This is not what this show's supposed
to be,
guys.
Sorry.
All right.
We digress.
This is a different radio show. Mm-hmm. I am intrigued by the fact that she went to YouTube to learn how to cut her hair. What have you learned to do on YouTube? Let me put this out to the listeners. Call in and tell us one thing that you've learned to do on YouTube that you couldn't otherwise have done. Like, you know, I have a story with that. Because one time when you were at work, I had to do some electrical work.
Oh, jeez.
And I YouTubed it.
And that terrifies me.
I was literally diverting from the main electrical line a whole new, you know, I was cutting into the main electrical line, basically. And I YouTubed it. And I thought to myself, I know what I'm doing. And I've turned off the power, but I still texted you and said, if you don't hear from me in 5 minutes, call 911 because it means that I'm laying on the floor convulsing if I'm still alive. And it was that moment when I was literally tapping into the electrical line, probably like that moment when Adriana was up, like, Adriana, you're about to cut the hair. Do you just have this moment of like, I'm about to jump into an ice cold pool. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, it's that screw it. What's the worst thing that could happen? It's just hair.
Right. Except for me, I was like about to cut into the main electrical line. And I know the power's off. I checked it 15 times. I'm like, it's off. It's off. I got the thing. All right, it's off. And as I'm about to do it, I'm literally like cringing and expecting that it's just going to go pow and knock me off my feet. But
anyone
it didn't.
Anyone listening is cringing, especially any electrician who's listening is cringing.
I later had an electrician look at it and make sure I did it right.
You could fill a whole show of things that you have completed or done because you watched some tutorial on YouTube.
I put in hardwood floors based on YouTube. I could do it. If YouTube's got it, mm-hmm. and you can do it. So, you know, Judah Newby, what have you YouTubed that would have you never would have been able to do otherwise?
Oh, man, that's a great question. YouTube is super handy. But are you like me? I've got to watch the video 4 or 5 times before I'm comfortable starting the action.
Yeah. And I don't need it to be like a really well-produced video. I actually think it's better if it's like, oh, he shot it, you know, vertically instead of horizontally. Because then I go, this isn't some pretty guy who's showing me how to do a hardwood floor. This is literally the hardwood floor guy who's telling me, this is the guy who's made all the mistakes, right? That's the guy I want as my tutor.
It's more authentic that way. That's how you know it's real. Most recently, it was just troubleshooting my dang, like, water system display thing. You know what I'm talking about? That controls your irrigation in your yard.
like the drip system or the sprinkler system?
The sprinkler system, and like
good
the display's
you.
All shot. This, you know, it's a great system when it works, but it's all messed up. And I was out in the rain on Saturday trying to figure that darn thing out and YouTubed how to troubleshoot it, and I think it's shot. The discouraging thing is when you can't fix it with the YouTube, and then you know you got
to
hold.
You do? You got to go down to Milwaukee Lumber and see my guys at Milwaukee Lumber. You can go in there. That's why they're my home improvement guys. And whenever I have a problem, I walk in there and go, hey, help me out here. All right, leave it here. The Culligan Water Cooler Report is coming up. I've got many more questions for Anna and much more ahead. Every day on the show, we do the Culligan Water Cooler Report.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
All right, this is going to move fast. I have 4 questions in this segment. Judah Newby, you can participate. Alabama Adriana, you can participate. Of course, Anna, you can participate. And listeners, if you want to participate, 503-417-7575. Some of it has to do with sports. Some of it doesn't have to do with sports. But let's start with the stock market. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. If you could have the profits of one share of those stocks in 25 years, which... You only get to pick one company and you get one share and you get the profit from that share 25 years later. Which company are you betting on? Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. Go. Anna.
Google.
Why?
I think they're ubiquitous enough that they're just going to stick around. Like they've... outlasted their competitors. Like, remember Bing, Yahoo Search, whatever.
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Yeah. I'm still using Jeeves.
No, you're not. So I think they've got the lasting power and enough of a footprint that they're going to last and all that.
Alabama Adriana, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google.
I'm taking Apple.
Why?
I feel like they have kept up with the demands of their market, and I think they will continue to be innovative in the technology sphere.
Apple's got a patent out right now for a synthetic group selfie, It applied for the patent in 2018 and just got approved on June 2nd. But essentially, this was made for a pandemic. You take a selfie, I take a selfie, Judah takes a selfie, Anna, you take a selfie, and this app puts it together and makes it a group selfie using all of us. It blends us, it like blends the four or five pictures together to make a group selfie. Is this, that going to work? Is that a take? You're making a funny face, Anna. Why?
I don't know. I don't know why. I just, isn't that already out there in some form? I guess it's not out there as an app.
But essentially, though, that it would be that like we all join, we all have an account, mm-hmm. and we invite each other. We all take a selfie, and then the app creates a group selfie.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? Adriana, is that a win or no?
I feel like it's really bizarre that they created that before we all knew about the pandemic.
What are they working on? What are they working on now that we don't know about?
Right. But I think that Photoshop is, you know, basically
it takes time,
that.
Though. I just like that they're trying new things. I think that you can't lose there. Judah Newby, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. You get one share. You get the profits from that share in 25 years. Who's the winner?
To me, it's Netflix. I think Netflix is going to get into the live sports realm, similar to what Amazon's been doing. And I'll be honest, my top two are Netflix and Amazon. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have thought of Apple, and I wouldn't have thought of Facebook either, even though Facebook owns Instagram. And whoever buys TikTok, I think I'd buy that stock too, because TikTok's on the rise too, and none of the major players have TikTok yet. But for me, it's Netflix or Amazon. I'll go Netflix.
When you go to TikTok, I think people who go to TikTok are escaping from what's going on in the world. You were on TikTok last night, Anna, and you showed me something where somebody was kind of going, I didn't want to look at Facebook because there's too much. You need a break sometimes from what's going on in the real world. And sometimes, like, if I just want to veg out, not think about sports, not think about a pandemic, I'll go to TikTok rather than Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah. The post was a lady that was like, I'm gonna try out Facebook after being on TikTok for a couple months here during the pandemic. And then, oh no, everybody on Facebook's still arguing. So I'm going to go back to TikTok.
I'm going to take Amazon. And I think it's interesting that we all pick different stocks. Anna, you took Google. Alabama Adriana took Apple. Judah took Netflix. I'm taking Amazon because I think Amazon's going to own everything in 25 years. Amazon's going to have, you know, everything from movie theaters to bookstores. Like, remember they started out, it was just a book thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to buy a book, go on Amazon and buy a book. Now you're buying blenders, dog treats, computers.
Maybe there's part of me that just doesn't want to. I don't know. It's just too much. Like, they're going to try and dominate the world.
And yet, what do? We are ordering stuff on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And we're watching Amazon shows. And, you know, we're hooked.
I know, but there is part of me now, like, I think about it when I go to order something. Like, I do have that thought. The thought crosses my mind where maybe a year or two ago it did not, where I'm thinking, is this something that I could buy from a local vendor? Like, could I support a local business versus, you know, go with the convenience of having this thing arrive in, like, a day at our doorstep? And there have been times where I'm like, well, let me see what's locally available, and I opt for that instead.
I also think that if you can buy local first, you do it because you're employing people, you're supporting local businesses. But like if I'm going to buy shoes, I go to Shoe Mill, and I buy shoes. But if I'm going to binge watch a new show, you know, I'm going to Amazon.
Sure.
I'm going there now. By the way, you can use Amazon Smile and you can select the Baldfaced Truth Foundation and anything you buy. The BFT Foundation gets a little bonus on that. So I noticed that the BFT Foundation has been getting some proceeds from BFT listeners. So go to Amazon Smile if you're going to buy things. Costs you nothing more, but Amazon kicks down a small tip, so to speak, to the BFT Foundation. Bill and Ted. Remember Bill and Ted's Amazing Adventure?
Excellent.
No? Excellent Adventure?
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. Bill and Ted has dropped the sequel trailer this week.
What?
What movie do you think needs a sequel? What movie that you have seen needs a sequel? I have one right away.
What's yours?
I'm going Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
I want to know what happened. What happened after they got to the beach? Andy Dufresne reuniting. You know, I want to know what happened after.
Isn't it better with not being a sequel?
But that's what sequels do. They answer questions and then, like, remember Downton Abbey had the big movie sequel, and Sex and the City did the movies in the movie theater to wrap it up.
That one didn't work at all.
Like, I'd like to see Sopranos. How about Sopranos comes out with a sequel that's in the movie theater? Hey, here's what happened after.
I'm really just okay with things being the way they are, going out, you know, on top.
You have to pick a sequel. That's part of this segment.
Okay.
Pick one movie you want a sequel to. We can come back to you if you
don't. You gotta come back to me.
All right,
pass.
Alabama Adriana, sequel.
Inception. I want to know if the top falls over. That's all I want to know.
Is this something that you recently watched?
No.
You've been focused on this.
Well, when you said, like, what needs to be answered, that was the first thing that came to my head is, does the top keep spinning or does it fall over? For those of you who have seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
All right. For those who haven't seen the movie, help us. It spins indefinitely, right? In the dream, the totem.
Yep.
And if he's in the real world, it's spinning.
It will fall over if he's in the real world.
Oh, so we need to know.
If he's in the dream world, it will keep going.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is the lead, right?
Yeah, and Ellen Page and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tom Hardy.
Do you know who got offered the lead in that and turned it down?
Who?
Brad Pitt and Will Smith both got offered and both said nah.
I think Leo was the right fit for it.
Judah Newby, sequel.
Mrs. Doubtfire, Robert.
I love Judah.
Robin Williams. That's one of my favorites from growing up. And I was like, oh, man. I love Robin Williams comedy. I'd love to see that. Of course, it will never happen. The late Robin Williams left too soon. But I'd love to see that one again.
That'd be a hell of an impressive thing if they could pull off a sequel.
They could
with
combine
Robin
it
Williams.
With Inception, maybe. And then it would make sense.
Sally Field in that movie as well. That's 1993. So that's your childhood right there.
I was 1 year old. Yeah.
Yep.
Classic.
There you go. You watched it on VHS, I bet you.
That's right.
Robin Williams.
You know what I'm getting
Judah
for his birthday? I'm going to get Judah Amazon Prime membership so he can watch the shows, get himself current.
Thank you.
Get himself up to speed. Anna, your sequel.
It's not a movie, but I wouldn't mind seeing, like if they were able to make a Game of Thrones movie, I would go for that because I just think that is a never-ending plot line that could just continue spinning on, and, you know, the characters are so great.
But do you run the risk with Game of Thrones? Because it was so heavily criticized that last season, you know, 8 seasons later, was so heavily criticized. Do you run the risk if you do a movie of you're not going to please anybody?
Oh.
Or what is
I'm not worried about other people being pleased. I just, I didn't think that last season was so terrible. I don't know why
Adriana
everybody
hated
was
it.
She started a
petition.
Okay. I just thought it was a little rushed, that's all.
What would the sequel to season 8 focus on?
Arya's adventures.
Yeah, see? Right?
I'm already working on it.
What happened?
You're penning it right now and you're off time?
Yep.
What? Yeah, because she takes off, right, to explore the Westeros, right? That she's going off into the West, right? And then
she's going beyond what's already been explored.
Oh, then it's all about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go for that.
So by that nature, they have to continue the storyline. I mean, she was just becoming her own at the end of...
It's set up, isn't it?
It really is.
That's going to happen, isn't it? Are we announcing it on this show right now?
I don't know if this is original content.
Game of Thrones. I have not heard of this. Here I was caught up on Shawshank all these years later. I'm just stuck. Adriana's stuck on the spinning thing in Inception. Judah thinks it's 1995. And you're bringing the sequel to The Iron Throne out.
Isn't it so funny? Last night that we were watching a show and there was a scene where it was just really dark. And I don't know if it's the settings on our television or what.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is like from that scene in the last season of Game of Thrones where the night was so dark and full of terror that you couldn't see anything at all.
You know what we're watching right now is a show called Tales from the Loop. Have you guys seen this? It's science fiction. And it's mind-blowing sort of technology stuff. And I got to be honest with you, last night, this isn't the greatest endorsement of the show, but Last night, we both fell asleep in the middle of that episode. I woke up. The credits were rolling. I looked over, and you were out. And I was like, we both fell asleep and missed the ending of the episode.
Oh, it was like a time warp.
That's old people's problems right there. Hashtag. All right, leave it here. You got the BFT statewide. Golden Oak Lending, goldenoaklending.com if you want to take advantage of low interest rates, lower your monthly payment, take out some cash, pay off a credit card bill. Golden Oak Lending has the free mortgage checkup that's available. You can do that. They'll take a look at your existing mortgage. They'll tell you, hey, we can do better, or maybe we can't do better. But you owe it to your family, you owe it to yourself to check that out. There's no risk, of course, with Golden Oak Lending. Go to goldenoaklending.com to start that process and tell them the BFT sent you. My wife is in studio. Your alma mater, Park Rose High School, is holding a virtual class reunion.
Yeah.
How is that going?
I don't know how it's going to go. Like, reunions are so awkward as it is, and I don't know whether this will make that better or more awkward.
I didn't go to any of my class reunions.
Why not?
I kind of feel like Facebook is a class reunion. It's a virtual class reunion anyway.
Yeah.
You keep up with the people you want. I think it's interesting. I care about my classmates. I care about those people. I certainly grew up with them. And, you know, we all came from the same town and went to the same school, and that's cool. But I also feel like we all have our own families. We have our own jobs. We've scattered across the country. And I don't know. I just have never been one to look back that much.
Yeah. As a general statement, a way of life, kind of thing.
I move on. I go across the bridge. I blow up the bridge behind me, and I keep going.
No, you don't.
You advance.
It's interesting because I've missed the last few. I don't know how many I've missed. You know, I got busy, and I wasn't really part of the process, and I feel bad about that. And so I was happy to kind of be part of the coordination effort for this one, just in a small way. And I was looking through, you know, old photos, like old yearbook photos together. I was putting together a video for the reunion that they'll show during the virtual event. And I had such good feelings, like, about people that I grew up with and memories that all
I do, too. But I'm in touch with the people I want to be in touch with.
Yeah.
And I follow a whole bunch of people I went to school with on Facebook or whatever. And when they have life events, I look and I see their thing. Oh, so-and-so got married. Oh, they had a kid. Oh, somebody's got a job. Oh, he didn't age very well. Like, you know, you have, that's real. That's true. Isn't that what class reunions is about? Kind of scoping out who didn't age well.
Yeah, I think part of the reunion will be this, like, the showing of slides, like, before and after, a photo from your senior year, and then a current photo that you've uploaded.
I'd like to see somebody do it honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, an audible gasp in the room. She was homecoming queen. Ooh, what happened? He was the prom king. Man. Time has not been good to him.
Meanwhile,
you know what happens.
What?
The twerpy guy goes and becomes a bodybuilder.
Mm.
There's always one or two, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
That have really, like, gamed for the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm successful. I've made it. Look at me. I've got a six-pack now. Everybody laughed at me or didn't notice me in high school. You know what I'm talking about. Come on.
I do. One of the questions that was asked on, like, a questionnaire that people were asked to fill out is, what is the most significant thing you've done in 25 years? That's such a hard thing to ask.
You have to answer. Yeah.
No, I said, how is anyone supposed to answer this? I don't know how to answer that, because every answer that you put in there just doesn't quite suffice, like, to sum up 25 years, you know, in one sentence.
Do you have to answer the question?
No, not really.
But aren't you in charge of kind of, you're among the people who's planning this?
Kind of, just a very small part. Some other people did a lot more work than I did.
Well, you should have done it, Sin. That's a terrible question. Let's do multiple choice.
I'm not going to step in at the 11th hour.
Multiple choice. Who is the biggest jerk in our senior class?
You are such a potster. It's no wonder you have a radio show.
No, I just think it'd be funny to, like, you know, to take a revised look down memory lane. You know, here's my thing. I look back at the people I went to high school with, I hope they're all happy and successful.
Yeah.
I do. I root for everybody. Like, you know, I'm not here to drag any of them down, but I have never really understood the reunion as a thing.
Well, maybe somebody, maybe there's a listener out there who could chime in and help out.
I just have never really understood it. And I don't, Alabama Adriana, will you go to your reunion? Did you go to your reunion?
It hasn't been 10 years yet, so.
Next. Never mind.
She's not old, even old enough to have one yet.
She's like, I'm still living it. Can you let me live it? But, my reunion is now.
It will happen in 3 years, so there's that. I don't know if I'll go. I keep in like you, John, I keep in touch with the people that I want to keep in touch with. Honestly, I didn't like a lot of the people that I graduated with, so I kept my circle. I mean, I knew a lot of people and everybody was nice and everything, but the people that I want to still talk to and communicate with, I do, and that's just that.
Plus, you're in the generation where everybody has social media.
Yeah.
So it's like, chances are you've seen most of the kids that you've graduated with in some form, whether it was Snapchat or Instagram or something else.
Right. I already know who's not aging gracefully.
Oh, jeez. Brutal.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And this coming from the woman who cut her own hair, ladies and gentlemen.
That doesn't have to do with aging.
Would that be your most significant accomplishment in 25 years?
Hey, I'll tell you this. She's not even 10 years into this. She hasn't hit aging yet.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
At 10 years, I thought I was aging too. And then I'm like, okay, 20 years came. And then I looked up and I was like, are we really looking at like 30 years as a reunion?
And next thing you know, you're falling asleep on the couch at 9 o'clock.
Am I bad though? Am I bad that I didn't go? Here is the rub on my 30-year high school reunion.
Yeah.
Okay? It was held last fall during college football season.
Mm-hmm.
I was covering Oregon playing at Stanford that kicked off at like 1 p.m.
Yeah.
The reunion was going on that night, not far from my parents' house.
Yeah.
I didn't go, and I was literally 15-20 miles away from where the reunion site was. I just didn't feel like
you had very little reason not to go.
I just didn't, you know, you walk back in there and it's I want to remember these people as they were in high school.
is
that so bad? And I want them to remember me as I was in high school. I don't want them to be like they're, you know, they can go on Facebook if they want to see what I'm doing. I can go on Facebook. I can look at it. You could find anything about anybody now. Judah Newby, are you a reunion person or no?
I would be, yeah, just because there's a couple guys I'd like to see for sure that I haven't had a chance to connect with. This would have been my 10 year, and it got canceled, both for...
No virtual, huh?
Yeah, no virtual. Well, maybe. I'm not really interested in the virtual. I did get together with some of my senior class on Zoom a few weeks ago, so that was good. Some of the guys.
Hannah, I have a problem with this.
What?
Reunion.
What?
Is it really a reunion if you're just going online? Is it going to be like four ladies in a chat room? Isn't that what this is?
I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully.
I can't see guys participating in
optimistically,
this.
It will be more well attended because people aren't having to travel to be there. You know,
I just connected why you got your hair done.
No.
I just put it together.
Blonde is beautiful, right?
Guys.
That's
come on.
It.
Yes, it is.
No.
Oh, we're going to have a virtual reunion. I got to go get my hair styled. It's coming up. And you did it perfectly. When is the reunion?
This Saturday.
This is all for the reunion.
No, it's not. It's my first visit to the stylist since everything shut down.
I think you timed it beautifully because you get the hair done. You still have that fresh haircut look. And if something had gone horribly wrong, it gave you a couple days to figure it out, right?
It's so funny.
It's the truth. Adriana, am I right? Come on.
I think
somebody
you should
back
just
me up.
Let her do her. She wanted a little spruce up for herself.
Thought she was doing it for me. I thought this was for me, and this is for a reunion.
Gosh.
Well, we'll see what they think of this blonde hair when you come in there. Wow, she's blonde now.
Who's that?
All right. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. Join Team Canzano by texting BFT to 484848. If you do that, you're going to be first in line for a chance to win tickets when the games resume. Also, you get the weekly newsletter. Also, you'll get breaking news when there's big breaking news. We've talked about a lot of things on this radio show. Sorry. Yogi Roth of the Pac-12 Networks was with us. He invited me surfing.
Oh, really?
Yep. He goes surfing almost every day, he says.
You going to go?
Not right today, but at some point I will go. I think surfing is one of the hardest things.
You've tried surfing.
It's one of the hardest things. Physically demanding. Mm-hmm. Different set of muscles than I use every day on a daily basis doing this show. I can remember being chest down on that surfboard and paddling out there and like, it was difficult to raise my head up. My neck muscles were going, what are you doing? You're not used to this. I'm planking on that board. You did better. You did pretty good.
Well, remember, I had taken surfing as a PE class.
Pepperdine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't have surfing as an option in my PE class. I had to do real work. What is surfing class like?
Oh, it was awesome.
When you're in Malibu.
I know. You had to get up really early. You were there at 6 in the morning. It started at 6 in the morning, and you would occasionally see dolphins. It was crazy.
That's your PE class.
Yeah.
And did you have, like, an instruction period? Or
oh, yeah,
like...
yeah. No, there was a surf instructor, and, you know, you just spent a lot of time figuring out how to establish your balance and paddle properly so you can get past the breakers and all that stuff.
Raise your hand if you would like to have surfing as an elective. In college.
Don't talk to me like I went to Pepperdine on scholarship. It wasn't like I had mommy and daddy paying my tuition.
Did you have a bunch of rich kids that
yes,
you went to school with?
So many of them. It was like half the school was filthy rich. It was like 50% filthy rich, 25% conservative Christian, and then the other 25% like me, who were just there on every kind of grant, scholarship, financial aid that we could, you know, figure out.
What was it like to go to school with people who had never made their bed?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird. I mean, they would show up for school in like Chanel suits. Like, girls would show up in Chanel suits, and they drive like Lamborghinis to campus. It was very strange, very weird.
Did you have like, give us an idea, because there must have been like celebrities' kids or actors' kids or like royalty that went to school there at your time. Who were your classmates?
Yeah, the girl from Sister's Sister. I think we've talked about this. Tia and Tamara, I think, are their names. They were in attendance there. Brandy went to Pepperdine when I was there. Who else?
Do you have any, like...
Our valedictorian was an actual Saudi Arabian princess who didn't know how to make her bed when she first got to school because she had always had someone make it for her. Like, I don't know if that was real or if that was just kind of the lore
she
around.
She could not have played for Chip Kelly.
Right.
She would have said, doesn't make her bed?
Yeah.
Nope. Can't play for me. That's interesting.
Crazy stuff. I mean, just like wealth beyond what you could imagine.
How come they're not doing a virtual reunion with those people?
They probably are, but I kind of...
You're more into high school.
Out. Yeah, a friend of mine told me like her eighth grade class had a reunion recently, virtually.
I don't need
I was like impressed with an eighth grade middle school reunion.
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. Surf class, though. That's interesting. So Yogi Roth asked me to, you know, if I go surfing with him. He says he's invited me 4 times. I've never taken him up on it. I live far away, and you don't want to surf in Oregon.
People do it.
No, you don't want to do that. You have to be diehard to do that.
They wear really, like, thick, you know, wetsuits.
Helmets. Like, that's real. That's not surfing. That's survival. Go out there. Take a board with you. You don't want to be that. Like, I can remember, we did it in Hawaii, and we went down on Waikiki Beach. We paid to get a surf instruction. The people at All About Hawaii, who I love and would use 100 times out of 100 to book a vacation, I think, had recommended this place. And we go down there, And you guys back me up on this, Alabama, Adriana, and Judah. Like, the surf instructor comes out, and he's like this former professional surfer. And he immediately sees my wife. And you, I don't think you were my wife at the time.
I don't think so.
And he's immediately like, oh, I'm going to help these two out. And he's like this strapping surf instructor. I think he gave you more instruction than he was giving me. He was like, just get on the board. Paddle out there. He's working with you on technique and everything.
Had a lot of one-on-one instruction.
You got a lot of instruction from this guy.
Yep.
And then he had a lot of questions for me. He was like, what do you guys do? And then he was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. I bet he's still there. I bet he's still doing the surf thing. You know? He told me when you were like, because you would surf in and then he would be alone with me for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
He told me, he said, you know, a lot of the tourists who come here and take surf instructions, I end up sleeping with a lot of them.
Oh my gosh. I can't.
Yeah. He told me that.
Pretty good gig for him, I guess.
He pointed at all the hotels along Waikiki Beach, and he was like, yeah, I've slept with a lady in that place, this place. It was like the yoga instructor from that movie.
Couples Retreat. Yes.
He's doing hot yoga with
That's true, because remember, he got behind me on the surfboard at one point and was...
Yoga.
Positioning me pretty specifically.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was, yep. I thought it was going to be like a movie at that point where, you know, but anyway, we went surfing. It was hard. I went, this is one of the hardest things I've ever done.
I rather enjoyed it.
Yeah. Cause you had the instruction in college and then, you know, you had the attention, like one-on-one lesson while I was falling on my face in the water, risking my life in the coral reef of Hawaii. All right, grab a podcast of this show, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcast. My blonde wife will be back in the studio.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced
Truth. Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.